Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
It seems that people are on social media all the time these days, and we've had Facebook friends who are constantly posting about going to the gym, and of course all those selfies with the food. People are always posting food. Well, can social media actually help you to get fit? My guest is Amanda Vogel. She's a master's in human kinetics, a fitness instructor, and owner of Active Voice. Welcome to the show, Amanda. So let's talk about social media. How do you think that people's time on Twitter and Facebook and all of these things can actually help them get in shape, stay in shape, and give them sort of that accountability and the support that most of us need to lose weight?
Well, I guess you have to look at it in terms of what people are doing on social media, in terms of posting themselves, and also what they're looking at. So let me start with posting themselves and how that might be able to help you get fitter. It will depend a little bit on what your expectations are. For example, if you're using your Facebook post, for example, most people are on Facebook, to help motivate you to do workouts and to reach your goals, you might find that it works really well at the beginning. Maybe if you're just starting a program and you post about, I just did my first workout, or I just completed my first week. Maybe you're getting, you know, a lot of engagement from family and friends who really want to, you know, support you and cheer you on. But if you're posting every day on Facebook, you know, I went to the gym again today and again today and again today, you might find that if you're seeking that kind of motivation from other people, that it will start to become less effective, because I imagine most people will start to, you know, ignore those posts if they're the same week after week. So you have to figure out, first of all, what are the motivating factors for you using social media in that sense. You might find actually that it's more useful to use social media for your own posting if you join a particular community or group, for example, a Facebook group that's focused on fitness or weight loss, because we know one of the things that works particularly well with fitness adherence is when people feel like they're part of a community and that they have supporters around them who are helping them not only reach their goals, but, you know, maybe offering advice and offering support along the way. We also know that social media is wonderful for helping create that sense of community. So sometimes it's just a matter of finding out where the best place to go on social media to find that support that you're looking for.
Well, I love that idea of going on those, you know, Facebook pages and following on Twitter people that are kind of like-minded, like the American College of Sports Medicine, and you can like them on Facebook and follow, because they do offer suggestions and recipes, as we do here at Radio MD, recipes and suggestions, and you can, you know, download them and like them and be involved, and even some suggestions about training. So that's really, you know, a great way to do it. So those are some of the best places to go on social media to follow fitness experts. Now, there's so many out there, Amanda. There's so many fitness experts and, you know, people who claim to be giving you the best advice. And how do you pick and choose? How do you know what's, you know, legitimate and not?
That's a great question. And you know what? It's actually kind of a little bit tricky on social media, because we see sort of two things happening. One, there might be those people who are, you know, true experts on health and fitness, but maybe they don't use social media to the best of its abilities. Therefore, they're not really attracting a lot of people or a lot of attention based on the kinds of stuff they're posting. There are also people who have accounts on social media, and the accounts are huge. They've got hundreds of thousands of followers. But what some people don't realize is that some of those people who own the account, they actually don't have the fitness expertise themselves. They might be simply fitness enthusiasts who use social media to help them with maybe a weight loss goal or their journey toward fitness, and for whatever reason, it has resonated with people and they've gained a lot of followers that way. So if you're looking for the right information on social media, you want to take a look at a couple of things. One is, well, what is this person doing with their account? Are they providing useful information in a way that makes sense for social media? So maybe quick links or posts with fit tips in them. And second of all, is this account attached to someone who's got a lot of fitness expertise or reliability within the fitness industry? So you mentioned the American College of Sports Medicine, excellent place to go for fitness information and health information. Sometimes it's having to do a little bit of research to find out who is this person exactly. Just because they've got a large following, or, you know, this organization has a large following, doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be the best place to go for fitness advice.
Absolutely. You do have to, you know, take some of it with a grain of salt and look to see who that person is. As you say, whether they are just a, you know, a fitness enthusiast like we all might be, or whether they're actually a really true expert and able to, you know, give out advice that you can trust. And that's really important.
Exactly. And it's okay to feel motivated by any account, you know, whether they have a lot of fitness expertise or not. I mean, motivation is half the battle when it comes to fitness. But if you're looking for that sound advice, you know, exercise guidance, workout information that you can trust, you really want to go to someone who's got the expertise.
So now people are always doing these selfies of food.
Yeah.
And you see meals that people have done and meals that they've cooked or meals that they're out. And sometimes it makes you want to go make that meal. And sometimes, you know, it makes you say, God, that person's eating so unhealthy or whatever. So how can you use those pictures and or post some of your own of food to help you kind of keep motivated in the weight loss arena?
Yeah, it's funny because there's a joke sometimes within social media, which is, you know, we don't want to see pictures of your lunch. We don't want to see what you've been eating. But we actually know that that can be quite effective depending on what the account is and the purpose of the account. So if people are following you because they're interested to see what you're eating, then it absolutely makes sense to take a picture of your lunch and maybe discuss it. I think if you're going to do stuff like that and you're using it for the purposes of helping other people or even to motivate yourself to stay on track with healthy eating, you probably want to have some additional substance to that post. Instead of just, here's a snapshot of my lunch, maybe a discussion of what's in it. You know, what are the ingredients? Is it a recipe that people can use? And what's the main purpose for posting something about what you eat? Again, anything to do with social media, you have to have a little bit of a plan for why you're posting something like that. So if you are posting about the food you eat particularly, you want to have a plan as to, you know, when you do it, how often you do it, so that you don't oversaturate your account with that kind of stuff. And if you're seeking that kind of stuff from other people's accounts, again, making sure that, you know, they know what they're talking about in terms of nutrition, and also, you know, you spend a little bit of time being sure that, you know, what they're suggesting you eat is actually probably helping you with your goals.
Well, and also, you know, a lot of times those recipes, especially if they're really healthy ones, you know, Radio MD, we post on our Facebook page healthy recipes every single day, and they're always hyperlinked. So you can click on those, and they'll take you to the recipe so that you can print it out, download them. So, you know, you do have to look at the ingredients, and it's sort of, Amanda, like reading labels. You have to be able to see between the lines.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, And I think that that's a trick that people don't tend to. They take everything they see on Facebook and Twitter, just write at face value. So in the last minute, please give us your best advice for using social media as a means to get fit, eat healthier, and live a healthier life.
Well, I think probably the first thing you want to do is think about what are the social media platforms you want to use, because each social media platform can actually offer you something a little bit different. You know, Melanie, you talked about pictures of food. One of the best places to go to see great pictures of food is Instagram or even Pinterest. So if you know that what's going to motivate you is more the visual side of looking at things on social media, maybe someone's selfie where, you know, they're taking picture of you know, the accomplishments they've made with fitness in terms of their physique or the lunch that they're eating or the healthy recipes that they've got, some of those more really strongly visual-based places might be the best platforms to go to. And then if you're looking more for links to healthy recipes or links to blog posts about someone's weight loss journey or links to an educational article, you might actually find that Facebook and Twitter are the best places to go to find that kind of information. And once again, make sure that you're following credible sources if what you're looking for is more than motivation and you want that education and solid guidance as well.
Thank you so much, social media consultant and fitness writer Amanda Fogel. And you're listening to Radio MD. All our shows here are so helpful. Share them with your friends. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well.